Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, it's Scott. So, the documentary which we've been making, the story of Lady Gaga, premieres Monday night at 9 o'clock on Radio 1. Do you like that? Premieres. Yeah.
You've gone so Hollywood. Since you've come back from holiday and now you're making your movie, everything is, like, film-related.
It's the season premiere. So, yeah. The story of Lady Gaga in the lead-up to the big weekend. Make sure you're listening. Monday night at 9 o'clock. Now, we each had our roles, which we had to fulfil. I don't really know what mine was.
Oh, yeah. You did,
well, it wasn't anything, was
well,
it?
No, my
you
voice is on it.
You announced it and then delegated.
My voice is on it.
Yeah. Anyone can read stuff out.
Chris, you were given the task of tracking down the meat dress.
Yeah, I was in charge of fashion, yeah. Bizarrely. I don't know
Because when you look at you, you think, fashion.
Really?
Yeah, you're always getting shirts made.
Yeah, well, true.
You're a fashionista. Yeah.
It's the chain, it's all that. So how did you get on?
Very well, actually.
Did you find him?
Yes, but I went a very long way around it.
Okay.
So I was told that the meat dress was supplied by I had this on really good information that it was a butcher in the north of England, specifically the sort of Chorley area.
Of Lancashire.
Who told you that?
I saw it on the internet.
Okay.
One of your meat contacts.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's hear where we got then.
Hello?
Hello, mate. My name's Chris. I'm calling from Radio 1.
Hello?
And basically, we were given your number by Preston Meats.
Right.
Because we're doing a documentary about Lady Gaga.
Do what?
Have you ever seen Lady Gaga's meat dress?
Yeah, I have. So in paper.
Yeah, exactly. So we're just trying to find out the butcher who made it.
I'm not the man.
You're not the man?
No.
Do you know who is?
Not a clue. Not a clue.
Oh, good. Okay, well, didn't start well, did it?
No, but they were all passing me on to the next butchers. I went from one butcher's to another butcher's to another butcher's. Have you done any other meat dresses?
Do what?
A meat dress?
I need some information. What kind of meat was it, do you know?
I think they were just slices of rump steak, a braising steak, I think.
Rump steak?
Yeah.
Oh, or maybe braising steak.
Can you hear him just hammering away in the background?
Chopping away, isn't
he? He's doing his next dress.
Do you get many requests for meat dresses from your shop?
It's more, requests for hot pots, really, than that.
All right, so more hot pots in Chorley than actual meat dresses.
Yeah.
Well, not anymore. Now they've heard this, the people of Chorley will be going, I need a meat dress, please. Hello, I need a meat dress.
Yeah, are you chopping up a meat dress at the moment?
No, we're chopping up some lamb chops.
For shoes?
Not for anything.
It definitely wasn't you, then.
Definitely wasn't us.
All right, mate, well, it's nice to speak to you.
All right, mind what you're doing.
Cheers, then, bye.
Be good.
What does that mean?
I like that.
Mind what you're doing.
Be good.
All right, and there's some more now, yeah? Okay.
Only one, mate. Good afternoon.
Hello, mate. My name's Chris. I'm calling from Radio 1.
Hello there.
Yeah, apparently you're the butcher that made the Lady Gaga meat dress.
I don't think we did, but I'll just ask the question in case I was off.
Oh. But this is it. At this point, I thought, hang on, we found him.
Yeah. I'm not being funny right though. It's going to take more than a day of being off sick or off work. Someone in the office might have mentioned it.
Yeah.
Someone in the shop would have come in. There would have been newspapers around, wouldn't there?
I'll just check. I might have been off that day.
I was off last week. Might have been.
Can you ask your boss?
Did we make Lady Gaga's meat dress?
What?
Did we make Lady Gaga's meat dress? Chris from Radio 1. Lady Gaga's meat dress.
No, we didn't
make it.
Oh, at least he asked around.
I like the way the guy who was asking had to think about it. It's like,
did I or did I not?
I can't remember. No. Did I?
I say again, did we make Lady Gaga's meat dress?
Well, it's just a beautifully well-hung meat. I just thought it made for a beautifully rare dress, and I thought it just had the trademark of being your butcher's.
No.
It definitely wasn't you. You don't know who it was, do you? Because basically, I'm ring. Oh,
right.
Yeah, they lost interest.
Yeah, they did. And then, did you find him in the end, or?
Well, yeah, I did. I was going completely down the wrong route. Chorley.
It wasn't Chorley.
No, it was actually a fashion designer in LA called, I believe, Franz Ferdinand.
Really?
I think so.
All right. Well, here he is.
My name's Frank Fernandez. I live in Los Angeles. I'm an artist and designer, and I've worked with Lady Gaga and currently are doing the styling for the Scissor Sisters.
Oh, so it's not Preston Meats or the one in Chorley.
Or Franz Ferdinand.
It's Frank Fernandez off of LA.
The process of sewing the meat dress together was 2 days in and out of a fridge. It didn't take too long. It was kind of like choosing the right cuts, which ones go in the front, which ones go in the back, making sure it was slimming and attractive.
Oh, now, let me just have a look.
Since when has pork been slimming?
Now, this bit of braising steak, she's going to look fat in that.
Yeah, don't do it horizontal.
Get a greasy meat, not a bloody meat, because that means it won't smell or make a mess.
Well, thanks for the advice there, Franz Ferdinand. Next time I make a meat dress, I'll be sure to follow your tips. Make sure you listen to the... We've got it all now. The story of Lady Gaga Monday night at 9 o'clock before she plays the big weekend. That weekend coming. 14th and 15th of May. Amazing.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
And now it's time for Dear Scott. Oh, I've missed this. 2 weeks away from the PR4L. But she's back with the stuff that you've been saying.
I listen to Radio 1 from Texas in the United States.
Hello.
I only listen to the DJ who comes on before you and to you. You have been absent lately. I hope you're on vacation or having fun and not been replaced or sick. If you have time to answer, please put an announcement on the Radio 1 website. Thanks, Rose.
Okay, Rose, I'm absolutely fine, but thanks for your concern. As far as I'm aware, I'm not being replaced. But you know me, I'm a paranoid DJ. Am I being replaced? Look me in the eye. Say it.
I
stared you out.
I haven't said no, though, have I?
We can do the staring game if you want. Probably not entertaining to listen to on the radio. No, I'm fine. I was just on vacation. In your fair country, in fact. Thanks very much for texting in.
A few weeks ago, Becky mentioned how she can't wee without pulling back the curtain in the bathroom in case there was someone behind it.
Yeah, this is one of Becky's weird things where even if it's her own bathroom, she has to pull the shower curtain back just to check there's no one in there off of films.
Actually, it got so bad where I last lived that I've now got a clear glass shower thing so I don't have to pull it back all the time.
Did you get that
annoying
on purpose?
Yeah. Yeah, so now I've just got a clear screen as opposed to a curtain. Curtains are ominous.
Well, since then, Becky, I've started to follow suit. Two things have happened. On one occasion, I pulled back the curtain to be greeted by a cat just sat there minding its own business.
Weird.
Now, I am aware cats don't like water, so I can only presume he wasn't about to take a shower. The one big mystery is I don't own a cat.
Oh, so someone else's cat. That's actually off of a horror film, isn't it?
See?
Okay, so secondly, I now have reason to keep pulling the shower curtain back, just like Becky advises. I was at a friend of my mum's house who had 3 shower curtains and decided to pull the curtain back. With this, the curtain pull pinged off, taking out every shampoo on the windowsill, pushing them out the window and chipping the bath. Needless to say, the sound and chaos I created had been heard by everyone downstairs, not least my mum's friend finding her rubber ducks and shampoos splattered on her front garden. So thank you, Becky, for injecting this obsession of pulling the shower curtain back. I have learnt my lesson, and now just look behind it. High five. Love, Danielle.
Looks like you've done some good for some people there.
I couldn't just look behind it, though. That's still freaky. Like, even if you look down, something might appear once you're taking your trousers off. Never know, do you?
It's a real good job that didn't happen in my bathroom. Could you imagine? You know my obsession with massive shampoo
you've
bottles?
You've got huge ones, like, 1,000 millilitres. Yeah, litres, even.
I even...
I was thinking, what's the word? Massive litre bottles of shampoo.
Here's the thing. I even bought a $10 case so I could bring more massive shampoo bottles back from America. Does that make me weird?
It does, considering you've got less than an inch of hair. But yeah, I do like your obsession with it.
I'm obsessed with big things. The shampoo bottles, like your conditioners and all that, got to be big.
Big fabric softeners, I know you're into.
Yeah, yeah. So if that was my bathroom and they got swept out of the bathroom, like someone would have been knocked out or something.
You'd love Australia, the more I think about it.
Would I?
Because they have big things just at the side of the road.
Do they have big washing powder?
Well, no, it tends to be more like big fruit, like big bananas and like big.
I'm not
especially
so bothered
in Queensland,
about that.
They have like massive big things at the side of the road.
Not as bothered about that, but I am all about the big washing powder and the big fabric conditioners and the big shampoo bottles. I love it, me. And shower gel. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, and the PR4L. Matt here, off of Houston, Texas, hi. USA. I listen to your podcast every day as I'm fighting Houston traffic. The only problem is I'm quite a bit behind and don't want to miss any of the cool things you have on your show. E.g., I would never have discovered the Lololol Man, the Double Rainbow Guy, Wing or Parry Grip without your show. At the moment, it's Christmas on your podcast and I'm wondering whether Bird is the Word makes it to number one. Also, you just had Miranda on your show and I watched the first three episodes of that last night. Brilliant and laugh out loud funny. I'm hoping that if you read this out on your actual show, that sometime in August, I'll hear it being read out. Love you, Matt.
Matt, thank you very much. Another email from Texas. We're very popular with y'all in Texas. Do you think he was wearing a hat when he wrote that?
Yes. Of course,
let's
yeah.
say yeah. Everyone yeah. does.
They love big things in Texas too, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Like you can get massive meats.
You can get big meats yeah. and also massive meals, which are like really cheap.
Have you ever been?
That's why everyone's so fat.
Is it like being a hungry horse all the time? You can't say that.
Also, I noticed that a lot of people are really behind on the podcast. I got a tweet the other day from someone saying that they were still on March last year, and please don't spoil what happens.
Just listen to them on double speed.
Yeah, that's quite fun, actually. Next.
Hello to all. Just a quick query. If a tomato is a fruit, then is ketchup a smoothie?
Oh.
If so, should I drink it?
Oh, no.
And does it make it socially acceptable to now put orange juice on my dinner? Loves, Rowena.
I don't think any of that is acceptable that you just said.
No, putting orange juice on cereal is okay instead of milk.
What?
But not, yeah, have you never tried it?
Why would
apple
you do that?
Apple juice is like lush on cereal.
On what cereal?
Well, like chocolate crispies.
Ah!
Like, it's really good. Muesli, you can put orange juice on.
Has this made it to Watford, Chris?
No.
Maybe it's a Somerset thing.
I think it might be.
What's that about?
Anything else you want to... What's that about?
It's
what is that
the
about?
Cereal, getting the juice and putting it on.
What's that about?
Bless you, Chris.
Anything else you want to say? Anything else you want to know? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. That's my email.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
Right, it's time for Stupid Street. Here's a question to you, Becky and Chris. Do you ever dream about famouses? Famous people?
Yeah, quite a bit.
Who?
I think, well, just randoms. I've been dreaming a lot about Prince William recently.
Oh, yeah?
But I think that's just because he's been in the news and that.
What happens in the Prince William dreams?
I've just got to help out at the wedding and, like, be his friend and stuff.
And that's it, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I had an amazing one once, which I still remember, when I was a kid, about Ant and Dec. Hmm. And they really wanted to speak to me and they needed to get in touch desperately. And they gave me a phone number to ring them on. And then the minute I woke up, I wrote the number down. And then looked it up in the phone book and it was a Newcastle area code. So I was like,
how
oh my God,
weird.
I have to ring. So I went to the phone box. I was too scared to do it at home. Went to the phone box, rang.
Phone box?
Yeah, because I was too scared to do it at home. What? I lived in a village. I didn't have mobile signal.
Did you put threepence in?
What's that? No, you don't get any signal where I lived. And I couldn't get my mum to drive me to town to...
Okay, cool.
Shut up anyway.
No, it's fine.
So I rang.
It's fine.
I rang, and then when a Geordie accent answered, I got way too scared and hung up.
Do you still have the number?
No. It was like 10 years ago. No.
That'd be weird. Chris?
I once had a dream about Emma Bunton, right?
Right, yeah.
And then after that, I really fancied her.
What happened in the dream, please?
I can't... I can't remember. And then the other one was Otis Yardvark.
But right.
I don't know why.
What happened in that?
I really don't know what happened there.
He's not really a fame... Well, he was, but it's actually...
Is he the one...
A puppet.
The aardvark that used to be in the... CBBC?
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh.
I met the guy that did that once, and it really ruined it for me.
Well, the guy inside the aardvark?
Yeah, well, he's kind of below him, and it really upset me at the time. Because I went on CBBC with Otis... And I was there on Saturday morning in the Blue Peter Garden, and he was going, oh, hello, Scott. Is that what we talk?
Is he the one who's now quite a high-up BBC boss?
Yeah. No, what? That's Gordon the Gopher.
Ah, okay. Who? I knew I did some training recently with the guy who used to be a puppet.
That's Gordon the Gopher.
Okay.
His name's Paul. Anyway, yeah, so Otis the Aardvark, and the man was underneath, and it really spoiled it. Really, really spoiled it for me.
Yeah.
Emma Bunton.
Yeah,
fancied her more after that.
I just think when you have a dream about a celebrity, you then fancy them more the day after. I'm
absolutely
sure about that.
I totally agree.
But that doesn't work if you have a dream about someone at work, or like a colleague.
Well, yeah, especially
then you just freak out the next day.
Especially here when the colleague is a famous, and the one that doesn't speak had a right dream about.
Oh, don't say this about him. He's so embarrassed.
About. Have we not ever said this? Oh, I nearly said it then. Anyway, it was
you
very...
You can say it. You have to say it now.
No, I can't.
You have to say it now.
No, I can't. He doesn't
can
want
say
to say it.
It.
No, absolutely
oh, I'm
not.
Say it.
No, don't. No, la, 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 la. Don't say it. I'll cut you off.
Well,
don't. He really doesn't want you to say it.
How
stop
much
it. Is... Stop it.
Do a clue.
No.
Blonde hair.
Anyway, it was very, very awkward the next day in the office. Very awkward. Morning. right, so... Stupid Street. Let's move
so
on.
It's a woman.
All right, stop it. Right, no one can hear you. No one can hear you. Who was the most common celebrity that people on Stupid Street dream about?
Fern Cotton. What?
Is that your answer?
Yes. What?
Okay. Chris, what's yours?
I'm going to go Rachel Stevens, genuinely
oh,
this
God,
time.
Oh, God, not her again.
No, I mean it.
No offence, Rach, but you're always in our conversation at the moment. Choose someone else. It's always Rachel Stevens.
All right, I'll choose a bloke. Cause, let's go David Beckham.
David Beckham, right? Okay.
Can I have Justin Bieber as well, please?
Yes, okay. 20 points I'll give you for any person that they say that they dream about, and I will give you 50, that's right, 50 Scott Mills points if you get the most common answer that they dream about on Stupid Street. Got all your answers in? Play along at home, let's go. So, who do Stupid Street dream about? Who is a famous?
What's your name?
Oh, Daniel.
Have you ever had a dream about a celebrity before?
Oh, Will Smith, yeah.
Remember what happened?
Yeah, I had a dream when I was about 13, and he came to my secondary school, and he played basketball with me, and he spoke to my friends, and then he disappeared.
Cool. 20 points.
What I love
if
about
you said Will Smith.
Celebrity dreams is that they do just 1 minute they're there and then randomly they're not there.
I know. My one recently was Louis Walsh was driving a bus and like he didn't know where he was going and we were on this bus for ages and we're like, no, turn left. No, U-turn. And he wasn't listening.
You sound like the Usher sat-nav.
Turn left. U-turn when possible. Louis was absolutely useless for directions. Next.
Have you ever had a dream about a celebrity?
I once had a dream about Lauryn Hill.
Lauryn Hill?
Yes.
Okay, what happened?
She was supposed to be coming to my house just to hang out or something, and then she didn't end up coming and I was really disappointed.
So even in your dream, she bailed on you?
Yeah, she did.
That lady was Canadian, wasn't she? Because she said oot. I think. Hang oot at my house. Lauryn Hill. Probably no one said that, but if you did... Congratulations, seriously. 20 actual points for you.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Next. Next.
Have you ever had a dream about a celebrity?
Yes.
Who?
Angelina Jolie.
Okay, what happened?
It wasn't Angelina Jolie. It was Kate Moss and two of her friends.
Right, so first it was Angelina Jolie and then it turned into Kate Moss.
But that can happen in dreams, can't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Really can. Kate Moss and two of her friends. Good morning.
And we're on a beach having some champagne.
Oh, God.
It wasn't on the beach, it was on the sea. It was very beautiful.
Sounds
it was
romantic.
Nice. Yes, yes. We're all in bikinis.
Nice.
Oof, okay. Dan, Smooth Talking Dan, is loving this one.
We're all in bikinis.
Nice.
Nice, yeah. Nice.
We were having very nice chats, talking girly stuff. Kate Moss was tanned and fine.
She was tanned and fine?
Yeah.
How were you looking? Were you looking good as well?
Yes, I was feeling good. I was feeling over the moon, full of celebrities.
Ah, nice.
So Kate Moss was looking tanned and fine, with a big old fag hanging out of her mouth.
That is true.
Scrunched up face. Those are
she could probably say exactly those things about you, though.
Oh, and worse. So give yourself some points if you said Kate Moss. Next one?
Jennifer Lopez.
Okay. What happened?
We were having intimate romance.
Was that a nice dream for you?
Yeah.
No, that does sound good, actually.
Okay. J-Lo, that's one. Next.
Have you ever dreamt about a celebrity?
Yeah, it was Simon Cowell.
Simon Cowell, yeah. Okay. Intimate relations? Or?
It wasn't too intimate. It was okay. A little bit intimate. Yeah, and then we just went for dinner and people took pictures of us.
Really? What do you think that means?
I'm going to be Simon Cowell.
I like it that you had a little intimate with Simon there. 20 points if you said Simon Cowell. And the next person that that Stupid Street dream about celebrity-wise.
Have you ever had a dream about a celebrity?
Well, I dreamt one time, but the thing is, in my dream, it looked like my friend, but in my dream, I knew that it was Will Smith. I knew that it was him, but he didn't look like Will Smith, but it was him inside. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
What was this Will Smith guy up to in the dream?
He was working in the fruit shop, right? And he was on the till.
Amazing. So, 20 points if you said any of those, but if you got Will Smith as the most popular person that they dream about on Stupid Street, then give yourself a whacking 50 points.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now it's time for Dear Scott. Posh Radio 4 lady, reading out the stuff you've been saying to us. Stop spamming me.
Subject: your love torch won't blow out.
That shouldn't have been on. How did that make it through? Next.
Hello, Scott, Becky, Chris, and the one that doesn't speak.
Yo.
Scott, I'm wondering if you're still a Sporting Gijón fan, as they ain't doing too well and maybe need you to show more support to lift the morale. P.S. Becky, you is well buff, proper boom ting. Danny, London, 24 and 4 months and 6 days.
You is proper buff and boom ting in that.
No.
You are quite boom ting.
Not the way you say it, like that.
Actually,
the only ting I've ever been compared to is ting tong macadangdang.
Yeah, that's different to boom ting.
Is it?
Mm-hmm, very much. I am still following Sporting Gijón.
Are you?
Yeah.
Really?
They're my favourites out of any football club.
Who?
Sporting Gijón. Sporting Gijón.
So, how are they doing in La Liga?
In the what?
Well, if you're the fan, you'll know their place in the La Liga. The Spanish Football League.
Yeah, they're not doing too well.
Are they higher or lower than...
Up the Gijón.
Higher or lower than Barcelona?
Higher. Lower. 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 Lower.
Right, thing is, I'm a big football fan. I've never heard of Sporting Gijón.
Well, they're 10th in La Liga.
That's how you say it, Sporting Gijón.
Right.
But you've never heard of them.
Do you know what? I think you've got this completely wrong.
What?
Well, it's not going to be Sporting Gijón, is it?
It is. That's how you say it.
Yeah.
It is.
Oh, they lost 4-0 the other
day. You call yourself
a
football fan. You don't even know who Sporting Gijón are. Be off with you.
They didn't lose 4-0 the other day. I've misread the website, which I'm getting all my crib information from. They lost 4-0 in August 2010.
Oh.
Their last match.
Have they given up?
No, their last match was 0-0.
Oh. Are they still playing, though, yeah?
Yeah.
I knew that.
They got Deportivo next week.
Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, the PR4L, TOTDS, anyone else, but in particular Chris, who of yet doesn't have a job, but I may have just found him one.
Another one? People keep on coming up with jobs for you, which is nice of them, I think, to think of you like that.
Because I know you guys love singing the Home and Away song,
yes.
I assume that means you're big fans of the show too. I hope so, because if that's the case, I have found the perfect job for Chris. It's to basically go around the Home and Away set with a camera and chat to people, I think. I've attached the link in any case. Hope you get it, Chris. Lots of love. Anna in Rochester.
Thanks, Anna.
I saw this advertised when I was off last week.
What is it?
Channel 5. Basically, they're looking for a behind-the-scenes reporter type person. But what I'm thinking, you're turning your nose up now, but that's a free trip to Australia.
It sounds perfect, but I've never seen an episode of Home and Away.
In your life?
I don't think I have.
Well, no. How do you know the theme tune then?
Watch the theme tune and then switch off?
I think everyone knows the theme tune, but I reckon there's loads of people who haven't ever seen an episode.
That's a bit like me with Fresh Prince.
You know the theme tune. Probably you can rap it.
Yeah, but I've never seen the show.
Wow.
But I don't think you should turn it down. I think it would be quite good. It would be like an Australian version of It's Chris.
Oh, brilliant.
Your documentary.
Yeah, we're taking it worldwide. I like it. So we're taking it down under.
Do I apply for this?
I think you should. Yeah.
No, why not?
You could submit It's Chris as your demo.
To be fair, I don't think I've ever really watched an episode of Home and Away either. I mean, I'm more of a fan of the people in it rather than the actual show. Do you know what I'm saying? There's something there for everyone in that show.
Well, like who? How do you know the people?
I don't know their names. I just know what they look like.
Right.
So you like looking at the people rather than hearing what they got to say.
I think they're very easy on the eye. It's fair to say.
You're saying you like it because it's set on the beach, basically.
Yeah, but do you know what? When I went to Australia,
I never knew you fancied Alf.
When I went to Australia, I was expecting everybody to look like they do on Home and Away. It's a bit like when you go to Chester and you expect everyone to look like they're on Hollyoaks. They don't.
That's disappointing. You're going to be disappointed when you turn up at Sugar Hut on Friday night.
Oh, God, really?
I don't know, actually.
I think there'll be some hotties there. Sporting Heehaw, Chris.
The club have signed Spaniard Michel from Sporting Heehaw.
That's them.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.